We are starting on the sugya of bosses. First, to define some words. We have the word bosses. We have the word of tiltum that's added in the sugya. We had earlier the word of tiltum gufai. The word bosses, the classic example, is when you have a chavis and you have a rack on top of it. So when you left it there, v'mediach bedach, the loch is, you cannot carry not the rack, not even the chavis underneath it. But shokach, the Gemara said you have to do a case of near. Now the word bosses, or if Israelis basis, the word means a kan, a base, something that's holding the thing on top of it. That means you always have the rack on top, and the chovitz underneath it. So it means a basis, something that's holding the thing on top of it. This is one of the muksas we had at the beginning of Simon Shin Ches, basis. It's also a different kolom muksa. There's a muksa called basis. One of the main challenges I can declare is what's the lumdus behind the yisoid of basis. The different ways I can say it over, two different ways. Nafkaminas, obviously. One is, what is the siba, what's in the seiv? Meaning that when you have something, you have this rack on top of it, of this chavis, if you said you have a rack, and since the chavis come to hold it and carry it, therefore the chavis is toffel to the thing on top of it. So you said you have a process, it's a toffel, it's failus. Therefore whatever the rack has, whatever it's mukso, the chavis underneath also has a thing you said over here, of being a failus, a toffel to the thing on top. Is that the said? But no, the said is, since I'm coming to mishtamash one thing for another, just like I'm marked das, avadino mukso on the rack, here also, this comes to mishtamash that, I'm not moving that, here also, mishum the idea of akso. And when you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, you say it over here, mishtamash sugya tefelis. The Tula Shabbos went this way, Sharman brings it right, he says, no, about this sugya over here, mishtamash sugya. It means one way of saying the hakiru is mishtamash akso, mishtamash tefelis, we get to nafkaminas. Another way how to say it over, Rav Moshe is marachnis in Simon Lamaches, Machlokes Rishonim makes out of it, Shlom Zalman went another way also. They come along and discuss that true, there's an idea that one thing is tofu to another. What comes out, what's the outcome over here? Is you say that you have a rack over here, and you have the chavis underneath, and therefore it's one is part and parcel of the thing on top, and Batsim there is one muks over here, there's a rack that is muksamachmas gufoi, the chavis is part of that rack, and muksamachmas gufoi. No, the two separate muksas, the muksa of Iraq, this is tougher than that, and therefore also have a muksa on the chavis. Two separate muksas. Is it one muksa, one extension, one part of something else? There are two different things over here. It has the same muksa thing on top, but the muksa stands by itself. Nothing to do with the thing on top. Again, there'll be nafkaminas. It's mentioned to go this easy with the first mahalach, and say different nafkaminas, mitzad ha-sugya, tefelis, or akso. Example, the halacha everyone saw by now is the idea of bosses is it really depends if it's holding two things, payus and a rack. If the hedge is more choshev, it's not a bosses. If it's more choshev, it is a bosses. Let's say it's iser and hedge or shava, it's even. What's the halacha in that case? Mitzad ha-sugya gets failus, it's not toffel to the iser, it's even to the hetter. Mitzad ha-sugya gets so the one taina, maisa, you mean maxed das the thing on top, the thing underneath. Well, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to Simon Shin Yosef Chesi, Machlok Yishainim. And place what the loch is, you get trillis or akso, you get this question. Now, these nafkaminas, obviously, if you're lambda, you can mechalik in each case. But speaking out the simple way of saying over the nafkaminas. Another example, let's say a person puts it on before Shabbos, plans to take it off a couple of hours into Shabbos. Either fall off or girl take it off. Somehow it'll come off. What's the loch in that case? Mitzav the sugar, it's failus, maisa, enter Shabbos, was tawful. Mitzav the sugar of akso, maisa, you're not makadat, you plan to move it on Shabbos. I can't say for carrot. We get to Loch and Sifdal to see Machlagis, Rashi, and we may time this question over here. Another example, let's say you put a Evan on top of a Chavis, leave it there on Shabbos. You go away, Erev Shabbos, the Maisa, before Shabbos, think, you know what? I want to remove the rack. I want to, my das. But physically, you can't because you're not there. So, beside the Sugya of Trelis, the Maisa is toppled. Beside the Sugya of Aksal, the Maisa is not maxed das. I want to remove it. Another example, let's say you put Issa there. And then you plan to put heter, and you got to put heter. Mitzad failus, mice is toffel. Mitzad like so, the mice is not like so over there. Another example, you did not know Shabbos, forgot a Shabbos. Mitzad is your tefillis is there, mitzad like so, the mice is not maksidas. Let's say the thing underneath is hefker. You cannot be make muksa on something that's not your own chayfetz. Well, it makes muksa something that's your own chayfetz. Mitzad like so, the mice is not like so. Mitzad failus, the mice is toffel, to the thing that's on top of it. Another example seen in the Loch and Sebeis is that let's say you have something that's on top of the is on top of the heter. The other way around. if the yisod over here is out, the if the yisod over here is out tofel, I'm sorry, the hetzer is on top. The hetzer is on top of the yisod. We get to different cases. Let's come to mishamash it. It's not tofel, it's a tofel. Mitakso, I can just take the hetzer off over here. Fine, again, the best 10, 15 different afkaminos. We'll get to the sugya bosses over here in this question. Just take one last afkamino. It really depends on two chakiris. Do we say the sugya bosses by klishu malakta the yisod? Let me discuss over here a case of Iraq. Taravada, the lock is clear. We say bosses. That's a sugya over here. Muksamak b'skufay. You have a case of a pen on top of your shtender. Your shtender is holding it up. Will it have the column of the pen and if it's only mutasar kufa mekhaimai? No, let's say the pen falls off. However, case of Menarik, even the case of Meniach Bedas, the lock is one of the sugya bosses. They say it really depends upon two chakiras. One, this chakira, and the chakira klishamak l'isr. If the yisod over here is not tefillahs over here, ve'egur l'maitzin is tofel. Has a klum of klish shemak, this is only mutasar kufa mekoimoli. If the sugya mitzalak tzo, you have to start claiming, what's the yisod of klish shemak l'isr? If klish shemak is a sugya in mukto, like you said, the goin and the chayodom, then over here is shach the yisod of tzo. If this is the klish shemak l'isr, according to the chayodom mishbrua, if you say the sugya klish shemak l'isr, it's not the sugya of zed kelim, not in the mukto, in one title, Klim Shalom and Dalmud, it's not strength the idea of bosses by Klim Shalom and Isser. The Kamal Mechon would say these two Chakiris now really depends what's the local by Klim Shalom and Isser. Is it Sugya bosses? Lemaiso? If you even go to the beginning of Simon Shin Ches, Klaus's question ends of Sorokhin. Is there a bosses by Klim Shalom and Isser? The Shuas Yaakov and Shin Ches, he wants a title. There's no bosses. Why can title? You go to these sides. It's Xeris Kalim. It's not in Nakso. And there's no problem over here. Shlomo Zalman is inside of this way. No, Mizilva went this way. I said, Hashem, you look at Orcha Shulchan, Tila Dov, and say, no. So I call Saif, it's a sugya either a Tfeilis, or it's a Yisoda Aksa by Klishon Makhlisr, and they want Taino, and there is a Basa by Klishon Makhlisr, and the Ashim Khan Kineski went the other way. So again, so we have over here two Nafkaminas, I'm sorry, two Chakiris in this question, how do you understand the Yisoda Basa by Klishon Makhlisr? Kains are taking one more step. Let's say you have a klishumach leheter atop of something that's not mukso. Example, a book. A book, there's no issa to metatl, litzar, klal. Any book is mutter. Kesh shukonot, kitzvei kodesh, come along the Mishnah Berurah and says, anything that a person will read on Shabbos is no akso. No mukso, la metatl, litzar, klal. On your book, you put your keys. Your keys, look for the case of klishumach leheter, that's mutter, halvish, litzar, klal is also. So now, Erev Shabbos, you put your keys on top of your book. Is the book now a bosses to your keys? And therefore, the chumra of Shloi Letzar Klal, you cannot move it. And the numerous times you see in the house that we have one head on top of another heter, but one is the heter of Eichel and Kitzvah Kodesh, that's Mutal Shloi Letzar Klal, and one is the heter of that only Klishmach Heter, but Shloi Letzar Klal, mine says Osir. The chumra really depends what the Yisoid over here is, really, two Chakiras. You can start clearing if the Yisoid over here is that's failless, then the chumra would have the chumra. It's like it's in the Vaktsa, Tashis over here, everyone agrees no in the Vaktsa by Klisha Makla Heter. Side the Chayodom, and side the Meshavuah who went not like the Goin by Klisha Makla Isra, there is in the Vaktsa. When the Goin's right, is Klisha Makla Heter. Who at that, the Meshavuah would agree that's not in the Vaktsa. The Stam Magdesh, Shloit Tal Tokal, Agam can argue the point. It's still in the Suga Vaktsa, Shloit Tal Tokal. But Minchis, they discuss it. They don't really have a maskalon. There's a Minchis Yitzchak and Tshuva, Nachas Yisrael, Sharon Mukso. They don't really have a maskalon. Now, another Yisrael we see in our sugya, a word, is Tiltu Min Atzad. Now what that means, very simple, you have a Chavis with a rack on top of it. So the Gemara said in the Kuf Chavim of Beis, the Vimdich Bedas, Yikim Et Hatel. The bosses. We do a case of Shokach, then what's Halacha? First thing you have to go do is Minar. Shake it off. People make a mistake, they think it's a boss that Shokach can go to Metatl, it cannot. You have to Minar shake it off. If it cannot be Minar, why does it need the Mekoymoy? Says the Gemara. Or Metal Hef, says the Shokach, or Metal Hef to the Paris, then you go Metatl, the Chovis with rack on top. That's called Tiltu Min Atzad. That means you have a case of Shokach with the Chovis. If it's Meniach Bedas, you cannot move the Chovis at all. You Meniach the rack, the Shokach, by accident, not planned to live for Shabbos. What's the locha? Number one, Minari can't do that. Then it was on the locha of Tiltu Min Atzad. It comes out over here, very clear from the sugya. that Tiltum and Etzad is mutter only to serve Dover a heter, and not to serve Dover Isser. That means, let's say you have an Isser, think on top of your Chavis. Yes. Any money on top of it, and you want to move the Chavis to save the money, that Tiltum and Etzad, they're picking up the Chavis to save the money, that Tiltum and Etzad serve Dover Osser. That's Osser. The only time the Gemara is being matter, moving the Chavis because you want the Paris, you want the Mokim, and we serve Dover a heter. If a cloud tilt him aside, when you want the Paris, or you want the Chavis, or you want the Mokim, then you can go move the rock. That's in general, again, the sugya of tilt him aside. Nothing with buses. It comes up over here, the column over here. We'll get to it in the Gate here, Guam. But the cloud of tilt him aside is only served of a heter, not served of a osir. In a different case we came across already a couple of times in the Shabuah, the idea of tilt the gufay. Let's say you have money on the floor, you want to save it, you want to protect it, you want to kick it with your foot, says the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Gimel and Simon Shin Ches, it's mutl achila, go kick it. Either tzorg dover ha osir, because the law will be in the Mechab and Simon Shin Al, Sif Ches clearly that tilt of a gufa is mutl tzorg dover osir, but not tilt of the minatzad. Now we have to realize there are two different ways of moving things, not normal ways. One's tilt of a gufa, that's mutl even tzorg dover osir, be ikka says Rav Yishon and Paiskim, because there's a Chanish who wants to argue the point. But that's how we seem to go to Lachla Maisa. Masha'enke, negate Tiltum Atzad, which is more common now, so you're going to get the Sugya of Bosses, that's only Mutter Tzorach Dover Heter, because you either want the Mokrim again or the Paris, or you want to protect the money, that'll be Tiltum Atzad, Tzorach Dover Issa, that'll be also. Now, in our Sugya, what we're discussing over here. Tiltum Guf is always Mutter, even Tzorach Issa, Tzorach Dover Heter, no problem. There is someone, I said the Chas Nish, which we'll get to, is he's arguing the Mechaber. He's arguing the Rosh. He's arguing, if you want, the Shemir Shabbat Mechassai has one letter that Shlomo Zalman wrote in the original prints. They wrote saying why the Mishmur is right against the Chas Nish, and why it's very shver the Chas Nish Malam. If you go to Bnei Brak, they might stone you, otherwise anyone else would go like the Mishmur, like the Rishonim. What? With the same, I'm sorry? The Misa is what? What do I Roma is saying? If it's a Roma Mutti, you really want the Isser? No. If you really want the Isser, you don't deserve the Isser. The one making a case, you really want the Heter. Could be, yeah, Islami. Or Roma could be Mutti. What? Not pretending, really wanting it. I mean, for example, you won't plan to sit here, but now I'm going to sit here, now I need a Mokum, so I'm going to pick it up and move it. So now I'm going to sit here for the next half hour. I was applying to the Elvi Mutter. Now, come to our Mishnah has a case of Noitel Odom Espanoni, his son picks up his child, but Edvin Biyodin, and his rack inside his hand. The Gemara says over here that it'll be. Gemara speaks about what's the case over here. And Betsy Gemara the Kasha, what's going to be this case in the case of Oitzah? The Gemara wants a Machalik, that it depends if it has a case of Gaguim or not a case of Gaguim. The Gemara has a second question, I might say, have a chil between the case of a dinner or the case of an Evan. Amish the case of Evan, not the case of Dinner. The Gemara answers that by case of Dinner, it will be more machmer, and even if a case of Gagum, the Maisa cannot pick up a child. So first of all, it just comes out, Aloch the Maisa, if a kid has a muksa in his hand, can you pick him up? The Maisa, you can't. People are saying, pick up kids with muksa inside, they were saying from the Sugi, you're not allowed to. When it has Gagum, then you're allowed to pick up the child. And number three, even when it has Gagum, you're only allowed to pick him up when it's a case of an Evan, not a case of a Dinner. So what comes out again, we have three levels. Can't pick up a child with muksa. If he has gagum, you're allowed to. However, third thing is, not when the gagum, when the muksa is a case of a dinner. Now first, what muksa we're discussing over here? A case of an Evan, a case of a rak. Which is muksa mach maskufoi? Money will be the same thing. Dinner muksa mach maskufoi. What about the case of klishim lak le iser? The child is holding a pen. The child is holding it matches. What la pais comes to klishim lak le iser? What's the look in that case? So first, there are two levels of it. There's a case where the kid's holding something that is like a rock, has no value. Something like a dinner has a lot of value. So it depends. If the kid is holding a klishim shim lach l'isser like matches, and the chura has no real value, and he's holding it and he's playing with it, mitzad tzara gufoi, he's a heter for every single play with it, maybe tzara gufoi, whoever the father will go pick him up, should not be a problem. Because if the kid's allowed to hold this match and play with it, tzara gufoi, so what problem might be with him picking it up? But let's say the case where the kid is holding over here has a value to it. He plugged in the toy, that's very costly, very expensive. So my say klishim machla iser. In this case, can you pick up your child was a case of klishim machla iser? So the luck we had earlier, by case of nershal shayva, nershal chaylev, come on the magavom, it brings down for the tashpach, that the luck was the person would take the kid to shul or Shabbos, we count carrying this nair, he wants to bring it to shul. And the question is he allowed to go do that or not? Says the magavom, mais l'chura, since you're walking the child holding in his hand, l'chura should not be a problem, ma baya over here. How he says, miu yesh lahachver ein rish simin shin tes. You should be machmer, like it says over here in Shin Tes. Could you walk with the child holding him in his hand? By Nelshel Shaiva. Now, Nelshel Shaiva, what is that? A Klisha Machlisser? Or Mukhsi Machmas Kufay? Everyone saw the Magar Ram, he writes clearly. Bishwur brings it down. It's a Klisha Machlisser. He says to me, machmer, like it says in the beginning of Simon Shin Tes. Explain the Machsa Shekel, what does that mean? That even those that Klisha Malachdoy Le'isser, but since it's a Chash by dinner, you might come to pick it up. You also, if something has a value over here, and he's holding it as a child, you cannot pick him up, because when he held might drop it, you might come to pick up this mukhs over here.
Why don't you come?
What, mi yesh lachmer? Yeah, fi machmer. Let's say, mi yesh lachmer. Yeah, fi machmer. According to the way the Machmer Shekel explains the Mongan Avram, it's coming along, that this halacha applies, even by Kli, Shum lachmer v'isser. The Rosh Shabbos says, v'dach atzmo, the Stam says, the whole reason why you have a dinner, Lamaisa, you cannot pick up a child, because you might lose it. So what's different in the case of a dinner, or case of a klishim lakdoi l'isser? You might come pick it up and give it to the child over here. Now you read the Pribin Godim over there on the Mokavram, does not sound the way, he seems to have a different shot. I'm not sure what he means. He says, Ayin Simen Shintes, that over there that's mutter, even though it has no gagwam. He says the other way around, it's mutter. It means, Mi yesh lachmer, however, Ayin Reish Simen Shintes, Lamaisa, it's mutter. It could be made me to be held, Nershal Shaiva, is a case that's a case of like an event, not a case of a dinner. What level of Nershal Shaiva should lead to another case? What's the value of a case over here is? What's discussing over here? True, but now, if it's the event, I'm saying Yavadi can pick up the child, so he has that Sargu for it. If it's a, and you have no Chash, you might pick it up and give it to him. But in case of a dinner, we have a Chash. So the question is, how do you look at Nershal Shaiva? Is it a level of an event? A level of a dinner. Now, it could be what? Also, we'll get to another. We'll leave to what you're really asking. There are two questions over here. How to understand what the shail over here, Shana Mangarvam over here is. Now, one question is why are we wondering or worrying about this chash over here of that you have a case of a dinner in the kid's hand? He might drop it, he might pick it up. What are we worrying about over here that you might come to pick it up? Are you coming to pick it up? You might say, go give it to the child because he's crying, he wants it, and he wants to play with it. So the reason why you're picking it up is my him to go play with it. If he has, then also it would depend upon a shiloh we discussed, if a kid has a right to go play with muksa. If he has a right to go play with it, even derech iser, so then I have a right to go give it to him also. We discussed one time when he said, klishim lach iser, so a group of mekoymai, can you give a kid muksa to go play with derech iser? For him, it's not usser. He wants a color, can you go give him a pen? We mentioned that Machlokes Shmir Shabbos or Chashabbos, versus Gil Sefer and Karp. Is there an issue giving a child a pen on Shabbos or is not a bar chinuch, or putting it in front of him, l'chol apokas? It won't be a bayav sefinum. So if you're picking with a chashash when he has a dinner, he might come to give it to the child, the words of the Mishnah Berurah, will really depend upon other Machlokes. What's a locho? By Klishim Lach Lissik, and go give it to the child when he wants to do issue with it. No, but then the one would have to start kufay.
No, that's the
pshat.
Won't
chashash
by dinner.
No, by rakim. No, so that's the mishmar. He might give it to him. Could be betzir if they're worrying about chashash hefsid. The question: what's the main focal point over here, or the ikur point over here? Again, we have a dinner. The question: what are we worrying about by the dinner? Is it that the kid wants it? Also, the loss. The ikur point: the kid wants it. Or if I get it, where the shul sitter says no, the ikur point is to be a loss over here. The hefsid over here. And therefore, the reason why you're picking up, it's not Hefzid Shabbai B'Esim, is why you're picking up for. And you're being more Hefzid to give it to the kid to go play with. So one of that's our Gufay. Hefzid is Mechamel itself. So it could be really an argument when the dinner over here, what's the lumdus the dinner's dropping, why are you picking it up for? Really, there's two reasons. It's zero over here. Picking up why? To give to the child, plus the Hefzid. One without the other, you wouldn't do. But what is the main reason why you're picking up for?
Isn't that a
Ramo? Is that a Ramo? No. It's interesting. When you fool yourself, and it's not really true, is that a Ramo?
No, but the kid's playing with it. The mice are just playing.
Mice not you. If it was a rock, you wouldn't give it to him. It's only because it's dinner you're giving it to him.
Yeah,
you can't. If it's a rock, you wouldn't. Only by dinner we're chashish. So David, why are you really giving it to him for? No, it would be the same thing. You're picking up because it's money. It's a dinner. It's the golden coin over here. That's not why. If I have a rock, you wouldn't.
That's not why.
You're convincing yourself. That's be more ahead over here. But you're not. That's one way. Question. Another question is, really, what defines over here the gender of a chafetz that's going to ask when a kid is holding it, that you cannot pick him up? You have a case of a dinner, you have a case of an Evan. Evan Lamaisi will not pick him up when he has got gurum. And when there's a dinner, Lamaisi, you cannot pick him up. Now, there's a large gamut. A rock has no value. And a dinner is a very chosh of a coin. Don't say a pruto. Don't say anything, a silver. A dinner is a very chosh of a coin. What is the get over here? What is the isser? What is the heter? Now, the Swarm try to give a getter, which I'm not exactly sure what they mean themselves. They say different lashainis. The way the Chayodim told the Shmuel says over, says it depends upon the getter of akpado. How much a person makbid if it drops on the floor? You should know what that is. About the Shmir, Shabbos brings it down. It says it has to have a shavius. One sefer says valuable, one sefer says valuable. Not sure also what that is exactly. But the Chutzani says it has to be a chashash hefzid. Now, I think it all means the same thing. They're not exactly defining what it means over here. Now, just practically, what does that mean, a get of a value? So I didn't see any Svarm give a practical example except for two Svarm. One sefer of Besayla wants Tainum. He's a prutois, he doesn't think that's nichol a get of a dinner. Another sefer says, 10 shekel is certainly not nichol a get, it's certainly a case of Iraq. So, I'm not clear. Now, really, it could depend how exactly we're looking over here. I mean, for example, a person walking during the week, what is the hefzid over here? If he sees 10 shekels on the floor, he'll certainly pick it up. 5 shekels, he'll certainly pick it up. I think 1 shekel, everyone. Half a shekel will be a question. 10 shekels, the mice are not. So you look at the mice, you may hold. And you may hold the mice. I think even 1 shekel, this will get him a dinner. Well, does not sound that way. Maybe it does. You have no what to do. The economist says, Evan. We say the mice have been sad. The circuit of Yechosh of a hefzid, I'm be a ball. I mean, Mori Hetzid, and I'm not you to go pick up the mukhs over here. Which Bethel be saying is for the child. Aspahola. Muksa, 5 shekels, 10 shekels, who's balling that? 50 shekels, 100 shekels, versus ball upon that. Is it, we're looking upon, you may chol, and that's a get of hefzid, how a person associates with it? I'll pick up a shekel, I think anyone here will pick up a shekel. Unless people look upon you, then maybe you start thinking about it. Otherwise, if God knows, look, you pick it up, as it is. If you're looking beside Shabbos, beside a single bowl, 10 shekels, who's ball about 10 shekels? We do so many things in Shabbos that cost us money. We're not worried about 10 shekels. I'm not clear with the get over here of what a dinner exactly is. Another question is, we're discussing over here again what the value of the chavitz is, and watch a person might come to pick it up. So it also makes a difference where exactly the place you're walking. If you're walking the street and he drops it, you're going to have to come and pick it up and give it to him. Why you lose it? But come on, the Shvatzitzchak and Shalmi Anis, they want to discuss, let's say that you're in the house, and my city is playing with something, and I'll drop it. They want to tell you, it really depends. For example, any toy he plays with, he drops it and leaves it on the floor, that's its place. Toys belong on the floor. They do not belong on the table. Like some people's houses is that way. But it belongs on the floor. So the mice, if you have a toy that he's holding and he drops it, maybe there's no chash, which is not a hefzid, come to go pick it up. It should not be a problem. If it's money, then he might have a problem because it's not belonging case on the floor. So those one time, not only do you take the value into account, you take also the place exactly where you are also to this account, is a chash, you might come to pick it up. That means even if you have a gagum, we're saying to makmer, and think that there's a value of musa makmer skufa, you cannot pick it up. Even maybe klishmak lister, doesn't want tiny any toy in the house, you can pick up a child with it, with the toy in his hands. Agam can be musa makmer skufa, he walks and he drops it, that's where it belongs. And you won't have any chash hefzid over there. You should hold him that soul, steam it up, but not makhalik, where exactly you're standing. No, so they say it depends where it belongs. They want tiny, that's a clear. It means that hefzid. In the house, 10 shekels is a big deal. It's not going to get lost. They say that people still think 10 shekels in the house, somehow disappears. Don't know where they go. But the mice on the floor, it has to. But if it belongs there, that's for a person we not really care about. Which really leads to the hardest point of the sugya. What is garguim? We have over here an idea again. The halacha is a person can pick up a child when he has garguim, when he has muksa. I mean, first of all, again, you cannot pick up a child with muksa in his hands. You're not allowed to. People make a mistake, that's also. We have gagum, you have a heter, unless the case of dinner. What is gagum that's going to be mat to you to pick up a child that's muks inside his hand? Now, It really depends on a different question. What is the lumdus of the hetter over here? Why is the maisa a motor? Then you start off in the beginning, we have a case of a chovus, the rack and top. The reason why you're allowed to pick up the chovus, the rack and top, is tiltum and sad sons of a hetter. We need the mokum with the chovus. We need the ferris. We motor. What is the sibo or the mesavim and the gear to gagum that's being matir to go pick up the child when he has gagum? So you look at the Tyson Surah, he says very simple. He says when a kid's not screaming, and he has muksa, so why pick him up for? Tell him to drop the muksa and then pick up the child. I can tell him he's tiltum etzad has to be tzarech over a heter. You have no need over here, tell him to drop the muksa. If he's screaming, he's crying, he's got gagums, you know why you're picking up the child? Tiltum etzad has to be tzarech over a heter, the child. Because you want to calm the child down. So the holy yisoid of the heads of gagum is not a special din in gagum. The din will stop. A din of same din of all tiltum etzad. It tells him that's not sort of a hetter. When he has gagum, he has no gagum. Tell him to drop the muks over here. Look at the ritual of the sugya. The new ritual says the same thing. The yisoid of the hetter is what? Tilt him that's not sort of a hetter. They point out, read the mechaber. The mechaber says over here, notul odom es benoiv evan biyodoiv aloi choshev metaltul evan. It's not choshev tiltul evan. He says the same words the Rambam, and he threw in those four words. It says the Pima Godom, or Shlomo Zalman, what means loi choshev metaltul evan? Come say the yisoid of the hetter is what? It's not said tiltul. It's tiltul metzad. The heter is tiltum etzad. Look at the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch when discusses tiltum etzad. He says that's the heter of gagum. The Karen Oyer points out to read the Rambam. The Rambam says in the sugya of tiltum etzad, he says he throws in the sugya of gagum. That means that the lumdus of the heter of gagum is what is now tiltum etzad starts over heter. That's one way of saying it over. That's not a shani the olim sor Rashi the sugya. Rashi is very clear enough that was this way. You want to say since a person not being metaltul be a dayim. Therefore, the mokum skonis chayli will be mekel, because thou not goyze mokum skonis chayli. That's on the Bach and the Pisho, Mishaburo, Magavram. They come along chayod and they said the ghetto here is what? Vetzimin is total. It's not total be a dying. That's true, but still total. But be also less you have a head to skonis chayli. That means there's a miyuchadik a head over here skonis chayli. That means what is the lumpus over here? Why the motor we have gagum? Is it a din of a total minatzat? That's the Piskei Rid, and the Mechaber is Meduyik that way. What he said in the Hetzer, no, Avada is Tiltul. Except you have a Gedda Skons Choyli. Skons Choyli is Shloi B'Yadayim, the Maisel B'Mekel. They do point out, you look in the Graz, the Orcha Shulchan, they start off with the Hetzer of Tiltul and Tzad, and end off with the Hetzer of Skons Choyli. Come on, to Tila the Dov, that points out, before you put two Sigis together, two different Mahalachim together. You want to tie his understanding of Tosfos together with Mahalach of Rashi together. Now, but as I do point out, you read Toysi, it's not clear. Toysi is a kasha. What's the difference between the case of Chavis and Tiltum Atzad and the case of Tinnik? A couple of Toysi says, Ain't Tzarech Kolkach Tiltum Muksa, not Tzarech Kolkach. The shell is, what case does he mean over there? Kivekis says he's discussing a case when you have Gagum, there is a case of Tzarech, Tiltum Atzad Tzarech, and the end of Tzarech in Gadol. Chanu says, for Kert, when you have Gagum, it's still not Nechel Geddev Tzarech, it's not the Peshat over here. So this is Mavuch among the Achoinim. What is Taisis? Taisis is Peshat, Tiltum Atzad, or different Peshat over here. But my side, again, we have two main Mahals to understand what the side of the Heter is of Gagum. Is the side of the Heter over here inside Tiltum Atzad, Tzarech over Heter? Standard Heter? Or then, according to Mishpura, Apirashi, the side over here is not being Matalt be dying, after Konos Chayli. Now, the obvious question is, if you go with Mahalach and the Mishpura, the Olam usually likes to follow. Why the Maaseh is not a case Tiltum Atzad over here? Maaseh, you pick up a Chavis, Evan on top, no problem, Tiltum Atzad. Pick up a child with the Evan in his hand, no, that's Tiltum. You have to come up to the Hetzer Skonis Chayli. Why? Why have to come to the Hetzer Skonis Chayli? So one way to say over, come on the Chaznes, she tines, you know why? Because why are you picking up the child when he has Gagun with the rock in his hand? Because you want to pick up the child and you want him to have the rock. He wants the rock, you want him to have the rock. So Tiltum Atzad is Sarakht over. A heter via iser. So, I mean, the Chanish is saying yes, it is tiltum matzad according to the Mishnah Berurah. But again, we saw from the beginning, when is there a heter tiltum matzad? The tzarech dover heter only. Here's the tzarech dover heter vidover iser. That's why over here we're going to be machmer. Shami brings down this malach. A second malach, mamash vakert, coming from the Zalman. He tells you the whole story of tiltum matzad is why it's not normal. If this is something that's normal, if people do, it's a case of a normal way of picking things up. Kid has a rock, you pick up a child. It's not nichli said tiltum netzad. Therefore, over here, Fakir, he says, it's not a case of tiltum netzad. I mean, the Chanish saying it's a case of tiltum netzad, but tzarech tovah iser. So Mizam is saying, not a case of Netzach, it's a normal thing to go to. If, for example, gets to the Halacha, Mishmur brings down, one to clean off a table with shells over here. Come on, Mishmur, and says, just take a napkin, tilt the Netzach. Doing a Netzach at the table, want to be clean. Tilt the Netzach, talk to Avaheter. Come on, Mizam says, it must be in a case where during the week you won't clean with a napkin. You do it another way. But that's how you always clean the table with a napkin, to take off the shells, that's tilt the Netzach. That's normal. That's not clean, tilt the Netzach. Mam Shechum comes out with. According to Nafkamino, I had to understand this again. What is the seer over here? Is it tilted on that sad? According to Shlomo Zalman, because it's normal. Or according to Chanish, it's not tilted on that sad, except for Tavar Isser. So one Nafkamino, they say, let's say the kid is holding it tilted on that sad. For example, he's holding it inside a kli. He's holding a chavis with a rack on top. Can you pick up the child? So they point out, according to Chanish, you're doing because you want side the child, and side he wants the rack. So it's tilted on that sad, except for Isser, the head will be ulcer. It'll be mutter that way. A fakert way, it'll be the chumra the other way. Is the shamanist brings down, let's say you want to take the kid, why are you screaming, but you have to take him to Shabbos meal. And you do not care at all that he has a rack. You're just trying to grab him and take him. The kund of Shlomo Zalman, circle of is a normal way of taking a child with a rack in his hand. And the FB also, according to Chan Nish, the Maisa not Sarah Dava Isser, you don't care at all for the rack. You're just trying to get him somewhere, to some place. The Maisa will be mutter. I know, but you're not doing, you don't care about Kippur, long scream. You're doing it, why? Because you have to get them somewhere. Sometimes you have to get kids somewhere. What? Why? Because he'll scream even more, it'll be even harder to get them there. You don't care at all for the rock. I don't care, I'm just trying to get them there, that's my point. That's the Ika Taflis. My Taflis is not accused there for the rock. I don't mind, fine, but that's not my Taflis. Could be that's more than the Sugiv Aroma. Just maybe ask a question. I'll point out maybe an interesting nafkamino. The Gemara comes along and says, let's say you have clothing on top of your shoulder and you walk outside, it's a right so. If you have a kiss around the top of the kid's neck, he walks outside, it's a right so. Let's give an example, a kid walks outside, a 2-year-old, and there's a diaper with cellulite inside. A value, even it's a right so, except he's a 2-year-old, we don't care about that. Can you pick up a child that has a diaper with cellulite inside the diaper? Now, if you're going to go change it, grab Shuri, no problem. It's not you pick up, you're not changing it until your wife comes home, she's going to go change it. Why? It's a girl, it's you're not going to change. Fine, and boy, we'll go the boys up to girls. So now the question over here is, so can you pick up a child with a diaper inside? According to Tyson's Rid, the only reason why you're allowed to pick up a child when he has no gargoyim, you're not allowed to. Only why, when you have gargoyim, it's told to myself, I don't have a head to. So the core, if you have no head to pick up, what is a head to pick up a child? With a diaper inside, you're doing a tilt him inside, why pick him up for? Can every screaming his head over, you have a guy going, you can pick him up with a diaper. Otherwise, stop. How can you pick him up a child with a diaper that's sewing inside? If you walk outside, be over a skilo, except he's not by chinuch, not by vono. So how can you pick up a child with a diaper? Koin of Shlomo Zalman, it's not a shino, that's how he walks around all the time with it. Koin of Shlomo Zalman, who are also what be a heter. According to the Chaz Nish, because I'm claiming it's tilt him inside, it's a dava iser. Well, the Chazanish, because maybe you have a right to pick up a child, because you have no interest in him walking around with the tzayin inside. That's not this is only tzayin, you want to hold the child. So I have a question, how in the world do you pick up a child with a diaper? How do you ever do that?
You have to get rid of the diaper like that.
So again, I said, if you come to change it...
Okay,
if you want to change him, I said, maybe there's somebody else, you want to get rid of the ground, shoot this one at her. I'm not, you're not changing him, you can walk around... Whether he wants it or not, I whether I want to clothing my shoulder or not does not make a difference, right? I'm over it so. The kid had soy inside his diaper. You are picking it up. It tilts my talent and starts dava what? According to the Pitki, we need the gargoum. There's no gargoum over here. It's a sheen, it's not a sheen over here. What's he have to pick up a child with a diaper? If you want to get, again, if you want to get rid of the diaper, you're right.
What?
I say, want to change your kid, Kenzain. The case he's not changing the child. I said, you won't be, another fact, not, can you pick up a child with a diaper? You're not changing him. Now, don't go home and tell your wife I said he came back with child. Go ask another person to blame it on them. Don't say that. But pointing out, or upon the sugyo, that of course, you can say that if you want. According to the Chaz Nish, you want time, it's still a Matzah Sarah Tavah Heter. According to him, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's also. According to Pesach Yerid, what? No, that's Grav Shuri.
Why? It's not Grav Shuri.
From Shlomo Zalman, he writes that Graf Shuri says. He says that's unique.
Why is it like not Graf Shuri?
No. Graf Shuri, you let it, when you want to get rid of the Graf Shuri. If you're not coming to get rid of the Graf Shuri, just come to hold the kid in your lap. Doing the Shabbos meal, what's your answer? And Void according to the Piskei Rid, also, tell the Matzad, there's not any Tzarech over here. Tell the Matzad, it's not over here. You need God Gum to make it together with Tzarech over here. But, or throwing out a question to Olam. But what is Be'etzim Gaguim? What is Shalat Dover Heter? Usually children Terim, except we see the Piskei Rid still says he needs Gaguim. Now, what is Gaguim? Now, just to send you to another Sugya, the Gemara Daf Samach Vav on Beis, the Gemara brings down the Mishnah that bonded by sons, you can walk outside with having something tied to them. In fact, the Gemara bonded by bonded, it's only boys and not girls. The Gemara says, yeah, we have a case over here that Mitzad Refuah, there was when your father would leave, you take the right shoelace of the father tied to the left shoe of the child, and therefore will be a refuah to for them. Now, the Gemara is coming along and says, for the boys, they have gagurim, and girls don't have gagurim. Explains Rashi why. Refuah zu lo shaykh ben kevis, the refuah not shaykh by girls. She'ena av mechavim kokach mechilosim shemagigayin olav. The father did not appreciate them that much in the beginning when they first had them, and therefore the daughter does not so much of a chaviva for the father, and therefore girls don't have gaguim. So what exactly is gaguim? We have a Gemara that writes, and Rashi explains, the boys have gaguim for the father, and girls do not have gaguim for the father. Now, if anything, I would say girls stretch much more and cry much more and much more temper tantrums, but somehow whether for the father or mother, we seem to have a sugyo. Someone told me they saw a letter written to Chaim Kievsky to get to our sugyo. The our sugyo says, Nigel Odomes Benoi. Benoi. Shokanaz Benoi. And just like over there it says, only Bonavlai Bonavlai. So we did over here, Dafka Bonavlai Bonavlai. If that's so, I'm not sure what the real Gagum is. I mean, we have Gagum that somehow the sons are very emotionally attached to the fathers. They have Gagum, but girls don't have Gagum. The way the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosi says over Gagum is sometimes mishtoikik b'yaser. He has a big desire. I don't know. Yeah. That's nothing to Gagum. No, that's nothing to do. Again, we have a Gemara. We have a Gemara and a Mishnah that says Gagum is by boys, the father, not girls. I'll give another example. Halacha by Abba Machteres. But the word of Gagum. No, I just.
So that
when you have an other Gemara that speaks it out, that's very clear. We have an other Gemara that says. Philip, it not means her son, right? It doesn't mean that.
Right, it means not her daughter.
Children.
Right,
means
say.
Children. I wasn't enough. I mean children over there.
No.
Abba Machteres. What's the locha? The locha is Abba Machteres. Someone comes to dig inside your house. The locha is that Dom Barosha and Chai Benafshin go kill him. It says Gemara Ben Sarah Maria. The locha is, let's say it's a father. Abba the father's not come to go kill you. The Maitha, the locha is you can't kill him. It says my Bibba, let's say it's a mother. Yeah, mother's coming to go kill a child. My Bibba says, Maitha, Rachma Ovala Bonim. Don't say Rachma Imois. Some of the different relationships between children, father, mother. Well, no, a mother, the marriage brings down, will eat the children when they're starving. So somehow we have women have different agam. They have chib and ahav and love. How exactly relationship parents are, father, mother, son, daughter, loyda b'diyuk. Really wants to save a base iron with that's coming from Byron Cutler. It's over 50 pages going through all the different types of medrashim. When do you apply to what son and daughter, when to mother and father? He brings down these cases over here. But actually, again, so what is Gagum not clear over here? The Shmir Shabbat Kulchosi says that someone's mishtoik, b'yaisa, a big desire, I'm not sure what that is. The way the Chodshani says, something you cannot calm the person down. Now, everyone calms down after half hour. I've tried it, you know, after a while, they just give up already. So after 2 hours, 3 hours, eventually they get there. I know, the simple bottom being down is they're very upset. I'm not sure what that is, where they got it from. They're not seen that way from the Sugyos, Khan Skhali. I let kids cry for a long time, they don't get sick. I don't even know who gets sick from crying. Never heard of such a thing in the concept. So Maisa, if they get this gagum to mate, pick up a child on Maklor, Maisa, Berkwood says, it's not clear what the get of gagum is. So he says, therefore, in one time, the ikanok there seems to be that we go like the Peskei Rid. Anytime the kid Maisa gets upset for anything, it tells him it's outside of a heter, I'll be mutter. Therefore, if you go with the definition of gagum as a konis chayli, it's very sure what the definition is. That's how the Mishmul Maisa is going for the Rashi. You go with the definition of gagum as why, tells him it's outside of a heter, Peskei Rid. We have mamish a massive nafkamin over here. We can pick up command any child of mice that's crying over here, whether boys or girls, won't make a difference over here. If the mice are coming to calm the kid down, anything in the mice will be motor. So again, we start off in this sigil, what's the study of the heter? Nafkamin is, what is gargum? How do we apply practically? According to Rashi, Halacha Maaseh, I have no idea what the Geter is exactly. I don't know what it means. Don't know how to apply it. What Matthias and Sugyas, Sikonis Chayli, lay there. The record says we don't know. Therefore, go to Mahalka, Piskei Rid, Ritfo, Kishon Ork, Rambam, Machabes been doing it that way. The Geter is anything. Tell them it's outside the Geter. Fine, Yesh Lotan. In this sugya, also being down, that even though he has gaguim, if you want to pick up the child when he has a dinner inside his hand, Lamaisi cannot pick him up. That's also. Only with the rakilatu, a dinner is also. What happens when you're not picking him up, you're walking with him in the street holding his hands? Kamal Rashi in the sugya is very clear. It said, just like when you're going to pick him up, you might come to, when he drops it, give him the muksal here, Atsafsid. He also, even when you're walking with him in the street and holding his hands, also you have to be machmer. He cannot even hold a child's hand when you're walking with him in the street. That's also aser. By evin will be mutter, by din will be aser. And again, it sounds that way from the Maravon by the case of Ner Shel Shaiva. He passed this way. Just walking the child in the street, holding his hand, he went maisa like the Rashi sheet over here. He said to be machmer. Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Kir Shulchan Aruch, Benesh Chai, Shmir Shabbos is lemaisa. He had to be machmer. Cannot even hold a child's hand while he's carrying something as choshev as a dinner. I tell the Shadin, being down the Ramban, it says, whoa, picking up the child is one thing. Holding his hand, and if he cannot be walking next to the child, be the same thing within Dal Amis, because you're being associated with him. Where the world again is coming from? Therefore, the Ramban disagrees and says, the whole time coming by dinner is dafka by picking up the child, wrote down by the Ram. And therefore, the Shidlaran and the Nasiv is passing this way. Those who are passing the Vakar, the Halacha is dafka picking up a child and walking with him. But not in the case of just holding him in his hand. Look, if you read the Bialokha slowly, he seems to not pass like either Shita. That means you have to realize Rashi is saying it's always Osir, whether he has Gagum or not have Gagum. It's always Osir to hold him in his hand. Masha Enkain, according to the Ramban, it's always Mutter to hold the child by the hand, whether he has Gagum or not. Kamal Mishmur went in between, calling the Eli Rab, and said, Be'etzel will be Machmer unless he has Gagum. We have Gagum, and Maisel will be Mekel. That means he went in between, and he's passing. When you have Gagum, whichever the definition of Gagum is, then you have a right to be stomach upon the Ramban Shita and hold the child in your hand to hand. Masha Engin, he has no Gagum, the mice person has to be Machmer. The one in the world, they exactly go in the middle stage over here. They pass the new Mahalach over here, not like Rashi, not like Ramban. Who the Svar is, when you read the Machaber, he passed in Stam Vish Oimim. Being on Stam to be Machmer, Vish Oimim, the mice has to be Michael, like the Ramban. That's how the Chayotim is down the Aruch Shulchan. Stam v'yish oimim. What's the local stam v'yish oimim? Mentioned numerous times. You pass him like a stam. So why does Mechav bring down the yish oimim for? Why is he bringing down those who are machmer? If he passed him stam, why is he bringing down those being mekel for? Why is he bringing down the Ramban Shito? Says the Kav Chaim over here, or he said, all over, but he says over here, you know why? B'shasat chak was semich on the yish oimim. So b'etim, what's the Mishibur best in passing like? He's passing like the Mechaber. He's passing like Chayotim Aruch Shulchan. Because when you have Gagum, that is the case of Skons Chal, that is the case of Shasat Chak. No, he's saying Beklolius. The Rashi is not being Mechalat, the Ramban is not being Mechalat. So what's Shasat Chak? Shasat Chak is not Gagum. What is it? Gagum is only Shasat Chak. Skons Chal is Shasat Chak. Fine, in the category. But the Maitre comes out, the Mishmu, what he's bet him saying, well, even Mishmu, when he's saying it over, Gagum can be make what does he mean? Where does he get an idea from? He means the idea of anything that's in that category of Gagum with any Shasat Chak. He has no svar in the Be'alokha to Mechalak with the Gagum or not. Rashi not Mechalak, the Ramban's not Mechalak. Huri means the alumnus of the Mechalak, the Shasat Chak, the Maitre, a person can be Mechal. That's the Kavach Haim says, that's the Klal. They start to argue the point, and they all grapple. If you know, we send numerous times to Yeshurim Alok Islam, so why in the world is Yeshurim here for? So someone say, you own Kim Matar, Sheet is over here, different ways of saying it over. Rav Chaim says, over why is Shasat Chak? Others say, no, even not Shasat Chak, meaning making Tziruvim out of it. It's not a sheet that we can ignore totally. It's out there. We can take it into account sometimes. Now, we have to realize we have a case over here that, again, either you walk in the child holding a mukso, or you have a case holding his hand. What about something that's neither one? For example, let's say he's standing and you're holding his hand, but he's not walking in the street. Another example, he's sitting by the Shabbos meal, he jumps on your lap holding a mukso. What is that? You didn't pick him up. You sat down on your lap holding mukso in your hand. Now you might say tilt of a goofy, but is there an it's over here, there, head over here? It's only a case of a choshev mukso, a case of a dinner. Is there a bayan in this situation, in this case? So come along, two different from Mamshe, two opposite ways. Nachman Yisrael says, you read the words over here in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Mahal Farakla, you can hold his hand of walking. Standing or singing lap, you're not walking with him. Because Alamai said, we're not Goyzi, we're not going to be Machma over here. So maybe there's no Chash, will drop the Mukhs, so that's the reason behind it. Tashin, the same Oris Abu, he says, Maestro, he'll drop, you'll go pick up for him. And therefore, just like me Machma holding his hand, she Machma is on your lap, we're just standing there. Alpiswar should be the same thing. That means a kid who jumps on your lap, holding something that's chosheva to the lemaisa, l'chori, you tell him, get off or knock mukhs out of his hand. So the question really is, what to go do when the kid has mukhs in his hand? He's holding money. What to go do? So really, there are three cases. What to go? Why are you knocking mukhs out of his hand? He's holding his hand 100 shekels, $100. What exactly go do? So number one, you want to knock it out of his hand beside the money, beside the hefts of the money. That lemaisa is osur. The tiltu min atzad, the sort of osur. You cannot close his hand and bang it out beside the money. That's one case you can do it for. Another case is why? Because his kid is 7 years old, and we're teaching him the Yisrael Muksa, he knows the Luxa Muksa, she mechanachim, he's shaking out Muksa, Muksa, Muksa. Can you go do that? Then you're allowed to. You're not doing it inside the money, Shabbat. Doing it, says Hashem, you're in the same inside, teach him the Yisrael Muksa. That's
also care about the money.
Again, but if you're doing it inside the head to Shabbat, we want to. You have to be honest. That's true. You do have to be very honest. Why are you doing it for? Now, let's say you want another reason, because you might say, now you want to knock it out of his hand, a third reason to go pick him up, because you cannot pick him up holding money in his hand in the case of a dinner, 100 shekels, so you can knock it out of his hand to go pick up the child. That's called a case of tiltum and tzad, sarkta of a heter. That means to knock out the money to save the money is usur. To teach him the law of the muksa is mutter. Knock out of his hands also to pick him up also is mutter. Therefore, it leads to a case you mentioned already one time, a kid holding, let's say, a pen inside his hand, which he said the klish mach, listen, he's scribbling on the walls. So what exactly you go do? Again, I know I have a 2-year-old, I just yell and scream at her, turns around, she smiles and keeps scribbling. Mamash happens that this Erev Shabbos, scribbling on the floor, one on the walls, on the floor this time. She wanted a pen, someone tried to take away from her. But she's just like, very adamant, scribbling on the floor. So the question is, what to go do? Can you take it out of her hand? So, Lahura, one question by Klish Makal Isser, if you do not want someone to have it to dirty the wall, let's say, or it's just not nice to be like that, we discuss one question is, not being Shabbos dick, you're taking the pen out of the person's hand. Why? It's why? Because it's not nice to have a scribbling on the wall. It's abusha, it's not covered Shabbos. She really mentioned in test, is that nichol the head of tzar guf mekoymoy? Is that nichol the issa mecham letzel? Her machlokes among the achoyim, machlokes her shabbos, wasn't clear. Meister Rivois of Rhyme, bring them from his amateur, the Meister, take the pen out. Why? You can tell me once for it's a klishmat, it's a tzar gufoy. Don't want scribbling on the wall. My says of Chankin Yeshka says, no, you can't take it out of his hand. Could be held, forget the other side. L'chol the way I had to do it, you have different aces in hand to knock it out. Either one case is that, let's say you want to make sure the wall, because tighten once for you want the wall to be clean. Status for L'chol Tiltum and Talon and Tzarech Dover, a heter. You want the wall, which is had to be clean. L'chol B'motor, to knock the pen out of the person's hand. Once on the floor, then kick it over his feet, no problem. Or if you want, another case is do a Omar. Now try to pick up, say, I don't know, come over, I want to pick you up. And you have I can't pick up holding a case of mukhs in the end, or calling your shirt. Knock it out, then it won't be mutter, it's not a Omar, and you're knocking out the pen in order so you can pick up the child. Sebeins of Gimel, we'll sit over here and get Sigur Bosses. If it's easy, the loud lumps over here, and Betzram, we'll leave it for next time. We'll go through Sebeins, through Sefei. Go to another Sigur, which is really intertwined with our Sigur. Sugya of being metaltal bal chayim. We have to really be marked with two things over here. In our sugya, we ask the sugya of total moksa the idea of being mitzi a tinnik or a meis b'mito. The sugya of chayim is as atzmoi. Now the makor of this Indian is b'etzim as a mishnah on that side of gimel. The mishnah over there says and the chayim b'mito you take it out. Not only you potter on the chayim is as atzmoi, you potter upon the mito itself. Our sugya brings it down. The Gemara explains that even though it's machlokes of Nosan and the Rabbanon, if they chay noisa tatsmoy by a behemoth, but by a person, everyone agrees that they chay noisa tatsmoy. A person who carries himself, except, let's say, his kofis tied up, or his chaylo, even Nosan says, the mice is also. The first we have is said over here, the chay noisa tatsmoy. A live person carries himself, and therefore, there's no iser of carrying, let's say, a 20-year-old outside on Shabbos Minatoro. What's the lumdus beyond this far behind it? So Rashi in the sugya says why? Because a person is mekel atzmo v'noisa atzmo. A person that lightens himself and carries himself. Everyone knows the matzias. When a person is alive, he weighs a certain amount. When he passes away, he's much, much, much heavier. Somehow the neshama inside a person makes a person light. So in essence, he's carrying himself. Since he's carrying himself, you're not really carrying him. How long Yerushalayim, they say they don't understand. So you're carrying yourself. But Maaser, the other person is carrying you physically, holding you up, is certainly carrying something also. And the halacha is you carry a needle outside, it's called Eitzah on Shabbos. So what's the difference? The guy weighs 200 pounds, you really should be 500 pounds. So he's carrying himself 300, but you're carrying 200. You're carrying 5 pounds, you're carrying 1 pound. That's Eitzah on Shabbos, respect to Yerushalayim. Why should we mutter? So where the face of the Rosh went, Tayyid Rosh says, Shnayim Shasu, the two people over here are carrying it. And therefore there's no problem, since Shnayim Shasu, the halacha is, my Torah mice can be potter. The Shal Lachonim ask, is there Yochel, is there any Yochel? The Lachal is there any Yochel, is Kimi She'ein Loi. Is there Yochel, the guy who carried 200, can carry 500, can carry the child himself. Is there Yochel should be Chai, if Ekklesis, do not tell me this Malach Shnayim Shasu, what Tayyid Rosh says, and it's very well does say, Lachal Maisha Shnayim Shasu. Don't say that, the mice does not make any sense. Is there Yochel, is there any Yochel? Is there Yochel, the mice is Chai? What? No, I do not. So my sister Tosi Rosh tried to answer why it's not nichol the sugya is zayachol zesh any yachol. He wants to tie them when zesh any yachol. Why is misayish ever mamas? Command the lesser, take him away. Here you cannot take away the person you're carrying. So since you can't take him away, not nichol zayachol zesh any yachol. Because what zayachol zesh any yachol? You know what? I don't need your help. Me to go leave. Misayish ever mamas. I can't tell the other guy to leave. I'm carrying him. So what time nichol to get him? Shnayim shosu. That's his malach. Find the second malach over here. A third pshat in lamdus is the way how Chesed is over. You know why it's not doing the case of Mishkan? Mishkan, when they carried things, whether it's Balchai, they get to Losan Shito, or whether they get to Rabbanim, they did not carry people. And since it's not doing to the left of Mishkan, the way Sfas Emma says, since Yuchad, the case of Itzah is a Malacha grew over here, therefore we more Machman has to be Mamish, the case of doing to the Sugya of the Mishkan. And since it's not doing to the Sugya of the Mishkan, therefore will we make over the Chayna Shatzmoy. It seems to be a fourth Malach, the Balamar. Not clear exactly what he means, but where the Moshe explains his Yisoid, he really gets involved with the idea of Malach and Shabbos as being left Machshavis. Person sees a rock over here and a rock over there, how to get one place to another, everyone sees someone carry it. It doesn't get one place to another by itself. Masha Enkein, a person, how to get one place to another? Do you see any act that one person carry one place to another? No, usually people go one place to another by themselves. That's usually the derech. A gam you carried it, I did not see any pulo that you did. So it takes away the chshivas of the malach that you did by carrying him. So you want to kind of, if a case was kapas or chayla, and who knows how to get one place to another, someone carrying him over here. Masha Enkein, he says, the Balmah is finding that the lumdus over here is to give the chshivas of doing a malach, I have to see something happen. Food's cooked, someone cooked it. When I did when a kli was built, I see a kli that's built. When I see an object one place to another, I see it was carried. We see a person at one place to another, I don't see anything. Where's the chshivas over here? There's no choshev malacha that you did, and again you did it. There's no choshev malacha over here. Find those are four ways. Think over the lumdus or why chayy neisus atzmai. Get either Rashi, person carries himself, or shnam chasu, or daim into Mishkin, or the no chshivus in the pool that you're doing over here. Lemaisa, first, how do we paskin? Negate to a person again. We paskin like the rabbanon says chayy neisus atzmai. It's very clear the mishbuah maravam midan is still the issur the rabbanon. A vadi cannot carry a person the issur the rabbanon. Negate to the behemis or choliks the chomim verse. Reb Nosson, come along, Mishnah and Magavon. They say we passing like the Rambam, and we passing like the Abonim. The behemoth is the Issa the Raisa of Chai Noisa. There's no heter Chai Noisa Atzmoy. No heter. That's Aleph, mitzvah the sugya of carrying something. There's the second point they point out in the Gedah sugya to be Makdim, is the local of being metal to something. We came across numerous times that metal to something, muksa is also. What about tiltu b'miksas? We mean something a little bit. So Mamachim are coming from the mission that Kuptun Aleph, Mishnah that says, one Madiach, a mace, the mace, a Shabbos, a mace, a Muktzman, a Skupai, you can. Make sure you do not move any of its Avorim. You want to move its hand, move its leg, move its eyebrows, says Rashi. That's called Tiltu Mixas. Tiltu Mixas you cannot do on Shabbos. That means, does he say this four times in the Sugya? They get to Medadin and Doichim and Kudaimo. Then even Tiltu Mixas, and Nichol they get a Tiltu Mixas on Shabbos. So again, so first, we're marking two things we had over here. We have a Sugya Chayinais with Atzmoy. We have a Sugya of Total, the mixed us in the negative total. What comes out, the get to Sif Mem Aleph and Sif Mem Ovir, by Mitatl Bal Chaim. Now again, the idea of carrying it, the Itzal Shiboy, is not put down in the, later on. This is the Makor for carrying people or animals. What comes out, that really there are three different types of animals. There's a regular Bal Chai, all animals, the case of a tanugel, the case of a chicken, the case of a people, Tinder, Odom. The get to all Bal Chaim, the loch is the Maisa no head to Chaynosh is Atzmoy. However, a person is lada medadeid, even in the case of a chotzer. I'm sorry, only in the case of a chotzer, medadeid. Now, what it means first is doichin medadeid. Doichin means go over to an animal and push it. To push yiladu, and only allow push it, lada medadeid. Let take it by its neck and grab it and make it go. Let take it by its body and make it go. That means the loch is again that medadeid. And the loch of doichin is mutter by case of a regular balkai. Number two, by case of a tanigol, come on the Gemara. And the Gemara says the loch is only doichim, only allowed to push, but not medadeid. Keep medadeid it. Mashenke number three, by odom can be doichim and medadeid, and even in rishus rabban says the sugyo. Those are three different lochs over here. Now just go through each one bekitzer. First, the get the case of all bal chayim. The loch is again very clearly the loch is it can be medadeid and it can be doichim. In the case of a chotzer, now the question is, Maisa, why? You're taking it by its neck, you're taking it by its body. We just said tiltum mikdash shmei tiltum. Why in the world are you allowed to do that for? Kamal Yeran says you're not allowed to let it tar balachayim. Otherwise it's ulcer. Therefore the Mishbuah Magavam says we have no heter to take any animal by its neck or by its body unless it is sugil tar balachayim. In a chotzer, that's you have a heter tar balachayim. In a karmelus, my folks over here, the Torah, my sister, Machmer, now it's based Yosef, and the ikh the place can be Machmer. In the case of a big animal, there's also Shiloh, Machlokes, Ran, and Rambam. Mishmu made it serious if it's number one in a karmelus, and number two, it's a big animal, then Yesh Lahokul, you can be Samech Lahokul when you have a serious over here. Otherwise, in general, the only time you can do a case of Doichim and Dadin is only a case of a Chotzer. Negate a Tarnagol. What's the look in that case? The look can be Doichim. You can push it. The Maisa, why cannot take it by its neck, Medadin? Either, of course, in Rashi, it sounds like also in the Vaitso. Or the Rambam says the sugya of toilish, it sounds like, and we end up ripping out its wings over here. That's why it cannot be doichin. It cannot be medadim, can be doichin. And the question is, when you push an animal a little bit, that's doichin. Is that tiltum in that sad? And so is that tiltum in mixas, not tiltum in mixas? So come along the Prima God, we want to taino that his words are, it's loy tiltum kol kach. It's like tiltum in mixas, shebe mixas. It's a drop of a tiltum over here. That means, to take it by its neck and take it by its body, the lemaisa is tiltum mixas. To push it, the lemaisa is a quasi almost tiltum mixas. If so, how in the world can you do that on Shabbos? You can't do any tiltum at all. Come on the Mishnah Berurah and the Grad, come on the Kamal Kain, there's only mutter b'mokum hefsid. Only mokum hefsid. That means you have to realize, to move animals on Shabbos, either doichim or medadim, it really depends. It's either you can be dandeid by tzar balachayim or doichin when it's mokum hefsid. Otherwise, you cannot push any animals. If you make a mistake, you think you push it, still locally allowed to push. You cannot push, you cannot do anything to animals unless either tzar balachayim or case of a hefsid. Otherwise, you cannot quote an animal and push it. That's all, sir. Again, either why, get tiltum and mixas shmei tiltul. Or tiltul kokach as a quasi gather of tiltul, and you only have a heter, either again doichin by hefsid or medadim by case of tzar balachayim. If so, how do you get rid of bugs in your house? How do you metal to them? How do you get rid of them? You have a juke. Can you push it to get rid of the juke? You have a rat. Can you push it? How do you get rid of these things? What? How do you get rid of animals? If it's Tzav Balachayim, they're happy they're the juke. He's fine. Oh. No. No. So one simple way, depends on the counter or the floor. Right, if you jump on the counter and get rid of them, no problem. Just a question of how to get rid of them practically. Either the different options, very simple ways. Either they tie it, let's say it's a fly or a bug or an ant, you want to get rid of it. So say, put a piece of paper there, or climb on top, and carry out. It's tiltum and sad, the served over a heter. Why? You don't want it here. You want for the room to be not here. So come on the Eish Lavram, the Chacha, and the Chaim, and the Kutchan says, it's tiltum and sad, because you're not doing it beside the ant, you're doing it beside you. Beside the room, beside the place, beside your wife, beside your kids. That's tiltum and sad, sort of matter. This time you won't get rid of ants or bugs, anything. Jukes, take a dustpan, take a shovel. Shovel might be klishmach l'isser, but get rid of these things that's sort of kufay. No problem over here. That's aleph. And other eights, so let's say that's on top of you. and the king just got a piece of paper. The fichol, we had a lot of many sif gimel, blowing the ma'aser till to be gufay. Any blowing things the ma'aser is mutter. Let's say the panu also plays to say la shake. Also not a problem over here. Using a napkin also lechura has to be case of tilt to mitzad. That's the tzarich of our head to get rid of them. That means ma'aser, even though we're saying we cannot move any animals unless it's tablachim or hefset, the ma'aser will have other klum how to move mukso. Then you're allowed to. Again, either take a piece of paper, take a shovel, tilt the mitzad. What's the normal way? You smash it. Well, you're scared, Kevin. That's what most people would do. That tiltil. Another question is: Dixit a graph shuri. Last one more time, there's definitely get a graph shuri, so some will have the council. What? No, he wants to say it's maybe the derek. That's his question. How else you do it during the week? I think we should smash it. Yes. Yeah. Tilt him inside, so that's not taking up anything at the rocks. You can. Why not? So again, the way how we sweep on Shabbos, anytime you question in general, how do we sweep on Shabbos? It's wise motors. Either the Rishonim say you have two atarim, either tilt him inside, or it's Grav Shavid. That's what Rishonim say. And we bring down these two reasons. Now, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's very schwer why it's tilt on the side. Because the normal way of doing it. Either we do not seem to understand this ma'alach, yksak chlerg be'etzim, that's so not. Because mitzad the dirt on the floor, how would you metatav from place to place? If you come to move it, you'll pick it up and carry it. In this situation, with this item, not machshiv it, I'm doing it with a shovel. That may be not nechon to get out of shinoi. Fine, yksak chlerg, what Shlomo Zalman exactly means. Fine, that's negeh to moving animals. Now, negeh to moving a child. So again, we have a sugya over here very clear. Yilab medadei, yilab bedoichin a child afilu b'rishus seravim. That's the Gemara says over here. Now, first, what child are we discussing? What child are chayinoy says atzmoy? Come on, you shouldn't have a machlekes. That means you can discuss really five levels. He's 1 day old. He's 8 days old. He's a child that crawls. A fourth level of child when he puts one foot in front of another, but does it very slowly and claps down. The fifth level is when he walks. What is a chayinoy says atzmoy? The first common place and says about a 1 day old is not a child who can carry himself. He can't. A pashas is a case of a deraisa. What about an 8-day-old child? It says Taisa is a massive chiddush nafkuf lamid. 8 days old is chayinoy says atzmoy. They were discussing the gates of sugya milo. Why can he carry the child to shul b'mach mitzvah? He has different truths why he can't. But it says 8-day-old child, he can carry himself already. Come on, we were showing him the Ramban, Balmor, Raj, Ritva, Ram, and say, what are you talking about? That's not nichol to get a chayinoy says atzmoy. And I heard him try to grapple what he said. Taisa is over here. Pashas not chaynos is atzmoy. Not only that, what about a child that cannot walk or one foot in front of another, but children at 1 year old usually crawl? It's cruel as get a chaynos is atzmoy. Is the son of the mice can carry himself, meaning he can lift himself up, pick up his hand, and crawl? That's definitely get a chaynos is atzmoy. Gami physically cannot walk. But no, the mice has to be able to walk on his 2 feet over here. His legs have to be strong enough. He's able to walk over here. A shaila among the rishonim. Those who want to tie the screw with Machlokes of Nosson and the Rabbonim. The Maisel, the Bialocha being down to the Pim Gadam Mogavam, that Roy place him saying, Nichol Negedev of the Raisel over here. It being on the Rajbun, the Miri, and others, and say, Nichol Negedev of the Raisel. So, again, so come along again. 1 day old, 8 days old, or crawling the Maisel, we have no head to Chaynus at that point. Mashenki, we have a child that can do 1 foot in front of another, but cannot walk regular. What's Alok in that case? It sounds like Kim Rashi and the Banu has clearly, that's a case of Chaynus at that point. It's still an Isra Rabbonim over here. That's chaynus is atzmoy. The Rashi, the Ran, the Shlomo, tell the Shemim Magar, coming down to Balamor, it's also. You have to be a case you're able to walk 1 foot in front of other. The Maaser would not work out. So the Machlok among the Shemim, you have a head of chaynus is atzmoy when there's 1 foot in front of another. Shalom. Now this whole din over here, chaynus is atzmoy, come on the place and say he's dafko from the sugyo, when he is not tied up or he's not sick. Let's say he's tied up. I'm not sure what child is tied up, but let's say he's sick. Which Moshe says does not mean he has no strength. It means he's very shvach, it's very hard for him to walk over here. Nichol Negedo of like one old child who will carrying him on Shabbos means Issa Deraiso. Take a very simple example. Child, let's say he's 5 years old, he's very sick, and you have to go take him to the doctor. Says there's been a Shabbos Kulchosa, you want to take him to a Carmelis? Shvush, shvush, by Chaylo, no problem. Go carry a child. You have a Yushlein, a lot of people say it's a case of a Carmelis. Harnol certainly is, and Shemuel Chavon certainly is. Our place is that certainly Hashmol, a case of a karmelis is. That game of Machlokes is a place. All the cases of the Kola days is a karmelis. Those cases, one of the mice carry a child to a doctor on Shabbos, he's 5 years old, don't want to be sent up upon the Erev, no problem. Why is your case of Shavuos? By case of a Chayla. However, the interesting question is, if it's constant case of Kafas and the Chayla, says the place, can be tied up, he's sick. Probably the most common case is when he's sleeping. Someone sleeping is nichol negedah of sick, kapa is tied up. Well, no, maisi can wake him up, maisi can't walk. What is the case of someone sleeping? So that's when we learn the sugi in Gittin, it really depends upon what the gears are placed over there. It's very fair why the place where we did not bring it down. Shlomazam said sarachin, why they don't bring it down over here? That is misprabi, the most common case is sleeping. And the chen over here, don't mention it. Sahir and Sahir even need to ask the same question by the sugi of passing a child by a caucus. The Bada Shulchan always asks, why don't they mention the case of sleeping, which is probably the most common case? Avosnaf is Ketruva, they leave it blank, what happened in the case of sleeping? Avosnaf says, certainly they go, you can't be Mekel. But Yesh Ayn Harbay, what's the loch in the gate sleeping? Is it no heter chenuch? That's very common. Want to take a kid to the doctor and he's sleeping. Will there be a heter or not? Now, just to make it practical, first, let's say you have a child, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, he went to go eat by his Zaydi in Hanov. And it's 11 o'clock at night, you have to come back. It's 12 o'clock at night, and he's screaming, he ain't coming back. Maisi is screaming his head off. It's a chai nosis atzma. Can you go carry him? Karen. Come along, Moshe says, since you want to carry him, b'mokam tsar for the child, b'semcha upon the sheet is chai nosis atzma in the karmelis, and the Maisi, you yourself can go carry him back. It says it's shvush to shvush ali da Yisrael. I mean, any place that people are semich, any place that is a karmelis, says the Moshe, is chai nosis atzma, even ali da Yisrael, he said, the Maisi go carry him. No problem over here. Maisa, that's a chiddush, that's what he says. And again, we have to realize that there's a kid over here, that's chai nois atzma, he's a 2-year-old, 5-year-old, 7-year-old, Maisa can go carry him when he's screaming his head off, he's not going back home. Welcome to Tzar, shvush shvush. Now the idea of saying shvush shvush al yidei Yisrael is a massive chiddush, and machlokes are chenu v'paiskim, let Hashem get back to a different time. Another similar case, let's say he's not chai nois atzma, he's a 5-month-old child, he wants to take him in a stroller. Now the stroller, Maisa, we see the meat is tuffled to the chai. Here also the stroller is tuffled to the child. Can you go take this kid in the stroller, or even stop carrying him when he's 5 months? So Ali Day Yisrael, what is also? Even Issa Darai start carrying him. What about to a case of a guy? Says the Mishnah Berurah, that Kotin cannot go by himself, he chayim. But Ali Day Ein Yehudi, says the Mishnah Berurah, surely the don't ain't motzi etzlenu rishus rab him. People go away to simplest places. They don't know how in the world to get the child who is not a chai noisad atzmoy. How do you get from place to place? It's very simple. Go tell a guy. And he says that a kamlis is worth a kamlis. They don't the ain't motzah eslanu shusirabim. It's not motzah eslanu shusirabim. Go tell a guy to go carry it. Now come along, numerous achorim, they jump on the Mishnah Berurah and says, we know the lacha shvus through a guy is only motzah makam mitzvah, tzar gadol, have some rubo. Over here, it's not worked down, this concept. He's very awesome. You want to go take a kid? Go tell a guy. People are saying on these words of Mishnah Berurah, the Kala Adas. They want the mice to say, Mishnah Berurah says, go take the child. So the Mishnah Berurah asks this question, what's Pshan the Mishnah Berurah? And Echonami of Benoma Zilba says he means, Avad Nekeza Tzarek Kodol, we don't stand to go tell a guy to go take a child over here. Or the Archa Shabbat says, Mokim Mitzvah. Now come along with the Archa Shabbat says, what's Mokim Mitzvah? Let's take an example. You're in Hong Kong, you have to go take a child that's 5 months old, he says, see the Shabbos, nichol get a mitzvah, go tell the guy to go carry it. Taking the stroller, no problem over here. Why? The stroller's tough with the child, and no problem. Maisa, the Chiddush also be saying, and to say over the Terim Barabim, Avad is very hard to go say, because the people will take it to whatever they understand is nichol get a tzarech over here. And the Shtubach Maisa is a tshuva about this Mishnah Berurah, and he said, the Maisa, the minig is the Aser, and the place given generally, when someone asks him this question, they'll usually tell him to be machmer and should not go do it, and any eitzah around it and not to go do these eitzahs. However, sometimes when you're stuck by simcha, by sherei bracha, as you go to places where it's a karmelis, the poskim do say very clearly, only this time and no other times you can be simcha upon getting a guy to go take the soul or go carry the child. Otherwise, never go do it. A rav avad does not tell people, yeah, makom atzarif can be makel, because people hear the word makom atzarif, they have a click in their head, they hear, look, atchilah, that's going to do it. Therefore, they always get guys to go do things for them. Avad not. But the mice are building upon this Mishnah Berurah here. If you're stuck, you know the option, as mamish, you have to mechir shem Hashem in the shalom bayis. So this is not worse than that. And the ma'aseh loch is you go tell a goy to go carry the child, even though it's the age that's not chayin neisus atzmoi. Again, he's 5 months old. Those one tiny kibitzavish toitzer sheet that says 8 month old, 8 day old nichle get a chayin neisus atzmoi. And therefore, people are mekel. But in general, the ma'aseh loch is to be machmer and not to be semich on the steam of the mishbruah. But the concept of it means dafka v'tzar kodol or hefsim ruvah. Tomorrow will be the Indian of Lechem Mishnah, and then on Wednesday it goes to Ziggur Balls.
Questions where you're going to be at the evening night here.